The hot button issues recently settled in Soldotna and yet to be settled in the borough don't really seem to have taken root this year in Kenai's elections. For Henry Nackstead, one of the big priorities over the next 3 years is actually a project that's been simmering away for decades, bluff erosion.
It will open up a central core of the city of Kenai to development, and I think that's desirable for most of the public, including myself.
He says development of airport lands alongside that project is also important as a means of spreading development out a little bit instead of concentrating everything along the highway corridor.
Most of the commercial development I think we've seen has been along those areas. And back to the bluff erosion, that would actually bring some of those businesses or some businesses back in toward what is probably closer to the original core, at least, of the city of Kenai.
Nackstead has previously served on the city's Planning and Zoning Commission, and he says the work being done there has been geared toward developing that highway corridor, but in a way that doesn't just make room for big commercial operations.
I think what our challenge is to encourage the right type of development along the corridor like that. Most of the lots that are out there and available are smaller, and I can see where there could be a transition type of business that looks more residential. It transitions into the neighborhoods that are behind. So I think that's something our planning and zoning and our zoning code has been working on, and it's been pretty successful so far.
Over the next 3 years, he says development is important, but so are finances. The city is in a good spot right now, but all eyes are on Juneau and what actions there will mean for the city.
What that boils down to in this questionable fiscal situation the state of Alaska is in, and we're part of it, just maintaining the quality of life and the mill rate as it is, but it does take some planning.
He says he would like to see the city capitalize more on the dipnet fishery as a source of new revenues. Targeting those visitors could help make up for a dip in sales taxes the city collects as a result of a contracting oil and gas industry. Nackstead is on the ballot against another incumbent, Tim Navarre, and also Bob McIntosh, who ran for council unsuccessfully last year. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.